Hi there and welcome to the Adventures with Jesus Today podcast. I'm your host Lisa Vandenberg and today we're talking about paying attention to the seasons. I'm out of my walk this morning, beautiful crisp day here by me, frost on the grass, but blue skies and sunshine. This morning in my quiet time, I woke up this morning in a pretty bad mood. I'd had some dreams that were disturbing last night and had some pain in my body from lying in a funny position. So I woke up and I was mad. You know, has that ever happened to you? You're like, you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you got to try and get up during the day. And then my alarm clock went off and I'd already been tossing and turning for an hour and I did not want to get up. But I said, well, it's not doing me any good lying here for any longer. So I made myself get up, get dressed, put the heating on, and then went and sat in my chair where I have my quiet time with Jesus, because I know that the only way to start a day for me is to do it with the Lord. And I encourage you to do that as well, whether your longer quiet time or your more in-depth quiet time is at night or in the morning, always start the day with getting heaven's perspective, getting his perspective. So as I did, I sat in my chair and something was shining on the carpet and it caught my eye. So I leaned down and looked at it and it was a little heart made of glitter, you know, the shiny foil paper. And I have no idea how it got there. It was just randomly on the carpet in front of my chair. So I looked at this and I've learned over the years to take notice of things like this, where something draws my attention or my awareness is heightened, to actually take notice of it. So I stopped and I said, Lord, what are you doing? And I heard the Holy Spirit say, we knew that you needed to know that you were loved this morning because of this bad mood that you'd wake up in, right? And that you just needed some assurance of how much we love you. Isn't that the most beautiful thing? So I picked up this little heart and I put it in the special place that I have for things like that that remind me of the Lord. And it just put a smile on my face, but it didn't get rid of the bad feelings that I had. It helped me know that I was loved, but I still felt grotty. So I was sitting with the Lord and this particular season, for the first time in many, many years, I didn't feel to make any New Year's declarations, to do a review of the old year or anything like that that I'd normally do. The Lord just said to me, now, I just want you to continue walking with me. This may be a new day on the calendar, but it's just the next day in our walk together. So I said, okay. And I've just been tried to be aware of what's happening each day and what the invitation to adventure is each day, right? And so this particular season has begun to look like, for me, a way to help me deal with some of the pain of my past. And I'm a very, very big believer in going to somebody who's further down the path than me and being taught by them or getting advice from them. I'm a very firm believer in coaching and counseling and mentoring. That is what the body of Christ is about. We walk alongside each other and we help each other with our giftings, with the things that God's given us to be able to help each other with. That's what it's for. So I have had many different forms of counseling and mentoring and teaching over the years because I like to walk the talk and I love to learn from others. So as I did this, I'm realizing that in this period of time, the Holy Spirit's really peeling back another layer of the onion that is my life and helping me look at these different layers. And I've realized that I tried to get away from pain a lot. I'll try anything I can to do to get away from pain. And in this period of time, the Holy Spirit saying to me, no, I need you to look at the pain. I need you to sit in it with me for a little bit and help me to heal it instead of just running away from it. So this morning, as I was sitting with him in my quiet time, I'm reading just some material about how to deal with pain and trauma. And he gave me some revelation about sitting in pain and processing it with him. It was just revolutionary to me. So I encourage you to, whatever season you're in, to say yes to the adventure, not run away from it, and let the Holy Spirit work with you. So I realized, and I've realized over the years, that one of my main motivators is to feel secure. So part of how my purpose fits together and knits together the things that the Lord's given me is I am somebody who loves to make order out of chaos, or, you know, just put things in order. So where I I'll even do things like if the label's sticking out of a friend of mine's shirt, I'll go up and say to them, hey, may I tuck the label back in again, right? So I see all of the places where things are not in the best order, and I'll put them in order. And so Holy Spirit was just reminding me of these different scenarios in my life, and that one of my fundamental motivators is the desire for security. And he showed me how through my life I have tried to gain that by either disassociating from a painful place or really going into it deeply and getting stuck there, not really getting out of it. So just different coping mechanisms that I've tried during my life, whether consciously or unconsciously. And then he said something to me which I remembered from previous teaching. And don't you love the way he does that? How he brings things to our remembrance. The word says that the Holy Spirit will bring both the word to our remembrance and truth. And it is truth that sets us free. There's nothing else that can do that for us but just the truth of God's word, truth of his nature, truth of his love for us. That is what sets us free. And he said to me, Lisa, do you remember that yes, we know that you have a deep need for security, but instead of running away from it and instead of running away from me and either getting stuck in it or disassociating yourself with it, why don't you come to me and ask me how I am your security? Wow. Well, I just sat there and I said, oh Lord, I remember this. Thank you for bringing it back to me in this season, bringing a tool back to me that was in our tool belt to actually use in this season, right? So just like if you had suddenly had a leak under the sink in your kitchen, you'd have a toolbox full of tools, but you might not necessarily use them. But today you're going to need the wrench because that is what is needed in order to close off the pipe, right? And so he just brought this tool back to me. And I sat there and I went, Lord, how are you my security? What does that mean if this is a base need in my life and it's legitimate? Legitimate, right? So it's not from an unhealthy place. It's how I cope with it sometimes is unhealthy. But the desire to be secure is something that God put in me. I said, Lord, how are you my security? And he just started reminding me of, well, you've got the word, right? So the word says that part of the security that I get from him is that his word will not return to him void, but will accomplish what he sent it to do, Isaiah 55:11. Part of the security I have is that the Lord has good plans for me, plans to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. He said, Lisa, those are the promises that are over your life. But then also you've got the security of knowing that I'll help you to think, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own insight and understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll direct and make smooth and plain your paths. So I said, wow, Lord, you even helped me to think. Then he said, and then I promised that I'd help you with the strength to be able to get through each day. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Right? Philippians 4:13-13. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Not in your own strength, but it is the Holy Spirit who gives you the ability to do what it is that God desires for your life. Just so many ways, he said. So look, I'm your security in that I'll help you. You don't have to do this alone. I'm your security in that I will give you the wisdom to know how to do things. I'm your security in that nothing can separate you from my love. Nothing. Height nor depth, nor angels nor demons, circumstances, current or future or past can separate you. So you know that you're secure in my love. You know that. So that he just kept on going through scriptures and telling me how I was secure in him. And the most beautiful thing happened. I just began to experience the peace of Jesus. The Prince of Peace, right? The one who is with me, the one who's giving me this assurance that he's helping me and that he's for me. And my security bucket got filled up. My security hole got filled up with the security of him, not the security of the circumstances around me. And so it's just this most beautiful invitation to take note of the season, take note of what Holy Spirit is highlighting to you now. What are you seeing? What are you noticing? What are the scriptures that are coming up? What are the themes that you're noticing in the shows that you watch or the things that you listen to? And pay attention to them. Stop and say, ah, Lord, you're inviting me on this adventure to investigate this layer of my life, this layer of my healing, this layer of stepping into all that you have for me, this layer of truth that'll help to set me free and help me to live an abundant life. And it's all part of this beautiful journey of prospering in your purpose, of knowing what it is that He sent you here to do, how He wants to help you to do it, how you get to express that in the world. And it all feeds into these three areas of our lives where we get to live like Jesus, you know, connected to the Father, knowing how loved we are. We get to matter like Jesus, unpacking the gifts of who we are and doing the things that God created us to do. And then we get to impact like Jesus, impacting and influencing the world and God's plans the way He was created to. We get to do that as well, the way He specifically created us to. So I want to encourage you today that there is an invitation to be aware of the season, to be aware of what Holy Spirit is doing in you, to be aware of what Jesus is inviting you into, the adventure to unpack another layer of the gift that He's given you in your life, the gift of you, the gift of life, the gift of experiencing everyday life with Him, with others, and really flourishing yourself. So, as always, this is the adventure that Jesus is inviting you into today. Will you accept? Come across and visit us at prosperinmypurpose.com, and we'll take this journey of unpacking your purpose and helping you to live the abundant life that Jesus died for you to have, has given you the keys to have, and has given you the authority to walk in. Bless you guys. Have an amazing week.